In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists how President Obama will next exhibit alpha male apex predator behavior now that he has vanquished the White House fly. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel, to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Lumber Liquidators, supporter of the National Braille Press and Ronald McDonald House Charities. Hardwood Flooring Catalogs at 1-800-HARDWOOD. And to the National Association of Realtors, whose members recognize that every market is different. A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors. While in Chapel Hill, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me stays at the historic Carolina Inn, located on the scenic campus of the University of North Carolina. Thanks for the free coffee. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our web guru is Beth Novi. We'd like to thank Bill Deputy from NPR and Mark Steffen, Kelsey Greenewalt, and the rest of the staff here at Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill. Thanks also to Virginia Yeager at WUNC. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our program is produced by In Chilog, Eva Guns-Walchover, and Emily Acton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. And I'm sorry to say, it's the last time I get to say this. Our intern is Allie Lang. Allie is moving on to bigger and more paycheck-paying things. We will miss you, Allie, but mainly we will miss your strangely addictive vanilla jello pudding cookie salad.
Ooh.
Oh my God, that's all I have to say about that. Now, panel, how will President Obama show that he is the top dog next time? Mo Rocca.
He will pee on Joe Biden.
That's awful. Kerry O'Connor.
He'll challenge Michelle to an arm wrestling match, and he will beat her inexplicably.
Oh. And Roy Blunt Jr.
Well, you know, he came on this show back when he was just a senator, and he was really cool. But let's see if he can come on this show now, when he's president, and withstand the sort of withering adulation that he'll be subjected to.
Well, if President Obama does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Roy Blunt Jr., Kerry O'Connor. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill. Thanks to you all for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you back home next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.